meeting no other.
8:59.
It's about 5 hours.
Well, that's a little fast. I don't know. It's like 1 minute till, actually.
Oh, 1 minute till.
iPhone is the official
time phone.
Time of the world now.
You're right. We got 1 minute.
My Android says the same thing. So.
My Omega says it's the same time, too.
Clifford?
Here.
McGuire? Mitchell?
Here.
Storr? Summers?
Here.
Weibel?
Present.
Clemens?
Here.
Cohort?
Present. Okay, we need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Sorry. Need approval of the minutes for August 10th, 2018.
So moved. Second.
Open for discussion. Minutes. No? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
No public participation. Any communication from the board? Need approval of the county township motor fuel tax claim for August 2018.
I move to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Next thing is the county engineer's report.
The first item, 7, we had the bids for the Raymond Township project, which you guys gave me authority to award to the lowest bidder, as long as it's within 10% of the engineer's estimate. It wasn't within 10% of the engineer's estimate because it was way low, but...
Very good. How often does that happen?
I don't know.
Yeah, you guys are way off on that one.
I'm really confused because we bid that Newcomb Township job and we used what we thought were appropriate numbers and it came in way high. So we said, okay, we're going to use the Newcomb Township job numbers for this bid. And then these came in way low. And so I'm like, I don't know. I mean, we had a good number of bidders, you can see there, and we had a heck of a bid. And they're all pretty tight. I mean, from 167 or 194 down to 137. But we did award it to Stark. We're hopeful that we'll still get that job done this year, given the time of year. It's a lot of rock fill. It's not a lot of dirt. So we're still hoping that we can get that project accomplished in 2018. We don't need any motion because we've already awarded it to Stark. Is there any questions about that? All right, item number 9 is a petition and resolution from Chris Dennett's Mahomet Township. He's got a bridge which is posted at this time. It's actually, if you look at the map there, it's kind of hard to see the red circle up in the top right, but that's the location of the bridge, the 010-3085. We got Prairie View Road coming off of I-74, and then it ends up there at Golf Drive and becomes a township road, and then up there on Fogle Road is the bridge currently posted. It's one of those precast, pre-stressed deck beam bridges built in the early 70s, estimating about $600,000 to replace it. Likely we won't do it in 2019, but we're going to get the plans and everything ready in case there's some money that we can get our hands on to do it. But I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
I move to approve.
Second.
Open for discussion.
Jeff?
Yes.
Generally, what fails on bridges like that? Load?
Generally, those deck beams, the way those deck beams used to be made, is they had very little concrete over the top of the rebar.
It's going to chip off?
And it chips off the rebar and the steel starts rusting. It actually loses its integrity, and that's what obviously keeps the bridge in place.
Does it actually start sagging a little bit? Or
it starts cracking.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you gotta load post it so that they don't sag
so
or break.
Yeah, once it sags, it's probably a little bit late.
Once it sags, it's probably closed.
Yeah. Okay.
Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Next is a petition and resolution from Brown Township for a small culvert project up near, between Fisher and Foosland in Brown Township. You can see the map there. It's a 54 by 40 CMP arch with end sections. Estimated cost is $6,100, replacing that structure, including some patchwork over the top of it and riprap and so forth. Simple little project. I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution.
Need a motion?
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right. Morning.
Good morning.
Item number 11 is a resolution for $1,050,000 from the county bridge funds for replacement of a structure on County Highway 18. This is the Philo slab. I'm trying to gear up the bridges, and you'll see another one on here between 45 over to 130 and then 130 over to Sydney to do some and on over to Homer so that we can address those roadways in the next 5 years, hopefully with some safety funds that I'm going to be applying for. So I'm trying to get ahead of them and get the bridges done so that we don't build the road and then make everybody angry by coming back and rebuilding the bridges right after we rebuild the roads. So this is a resolution appropriating $1,050,000 for the replacement of that bridge there. You'll see that is about 3 miles west of Philo there on the Philo slab. And it's one of those similar bridges that we just talked about. It was actually built a long time ago, rehabbed with those deck beams. Now it's just kind of...
It's getting rough again.
Getting rough again, exactly.
I move to approve it.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Open for discussion. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Item 12 is a resolution appropriating $400,000 from county bridge funds for the replacement of a bridge just west of Sadorus, south and west of Sadorus. This is a rather large bridge that I'm going to be applying for what we refer to as major bridge funding program dollars. It's about $1,250,000 bridge. The $400,000 would be the county's cost to match the federal dollars that we would receive if we're lucky enough to get federal bridge replacement on that project. Actually just sent in the application this week to the state. They usually give us notification sometime November or December if we were selected for that, but I'm doing a resolution now for our share so we can get the engineering going and hopefully be ready if we were to receive that grant. Usually those projects are anywhere from 3 to 5 years out from the time that you apply for the grant and actually get the money to do the projects. So we're trying to get a little bit ahead of this bridge. It's not posted yet, but the state did come and do a rating on it. It was very close to being posted when they did their rating, so hopefully it'll hang in there for 3 to 5 years until we get that money and can go ahead and replace it.
Need a motion?
I move to approve.
Second.
Moved and seconded. It's open for discussion.
Well, Jeff, you answered my question. My question was going to be, why would a bridge cost less money compared to the previous one on a bigger stream? But
right.
Now I know.
Yep.
Any more discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And then the last resolution is a resolution for $800,000 to replace County Bridge on County Highway 15, which would be just west of Homer. Hopefully do this project next year. But it's, again, one of those bridges that was built in the 20s, rehabbed in the 70s, and now it's you know, its useful life is 90 years. That's a pretty good life for a bridge. Looking at about $800,000 to replace that particular structure, hopefully next year. So I'd ask for your approval of that resolution.
Move approval. Second.
It's been moved and seconded, and it's open for discussion. Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Other business, just had something quickly if I could, Madam Chair. We put up the double stop signs at Philo Slab and First Street. All the lighting stuff came in yesterday. It's like a big electrical kit. They send the signs, and you got to put the little light bulbs in them. You got to hook it up, and it's going to take us a while to get that all together and get it up. But it is here. I've talked to Brad, and I talked to Brian Meharry about paving 300 feet each way, north and south of that roadway, in order so we can mill in rumble strips. I got a quote from Varsity Striping. They do rumble strips installation. They can put those in for $1,000 on each leg. So I thought if the townships will pave, we'll do all the signals, all the lights and the signs, we'll pay for the milling of the rumble strips, and hopefully by Halloween it'll all be where it should be, you know, in order to make it as safe as we can possibly make it. And then we've done what we can do from the engineering side to help make that intersection as safe as we possibly can.
On the way up here, I had a car blow through that intersection right in front of me.
Really?
Yep.
Like, yeah. Did it go on First Street?
Yep.
They didn't stop at all?
Didn't even touch the brakes.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I know to watch that intersection because I cross it so often, and if I would not have been paying attention.
They're heading north?
Headed south.
Going to school?
Going to school. Going to school.
Yeah.
And so, what was the cost of the paving, Jeff? You kind of gave...
What'd I tell you?
I don't remember.
The good news is, and I can't remember the exact numbers, Brad, but we've got Cross doing some paving up on First Street between Windsor and Curtis. I asked Dan Long if he would afford us the same price as he used up there for that project, and he said yes, he would. So we're getting it for the cost of what we typically do bigger projects for. It's like $100 a ton, but I can't remember how many tons it was.
Okay, and is the county going to take care of closing that road for them to do that?
Oh, yeah, we'll do all the traffic control.
Thank you.
No problem. And we'll do the rumble strips.
Don't you have staff to do that?
I don't want to do it.
We'll try not to do it between 8 and 9 in the morning.
Daughters out there holding the sign.
Would you say that?
We'll try not to do it between 8 and 9 in the morning.
Yes, please.
I mean, it'll only take them a couple hours probably to do. They're going to have to come in and mill so that we can butt in.
Yeah.
They'll do that ahead of time, and then we'll come back and pave it. So.
And Meharry agreed to that as well?
He did. I was thinking it was $10,000. Does that number seem right?
It sounds about right. I think that's what you said, $10,000. I can do that.
I think that's right. And then I told Brad that the state has looked into signal warrants at the Philo Slab and Route 45, and have told me that there's no warrants that are met for that particular intersection. He asked me, how do I get it done? And I said, well, maybe there's some political pressure or what have you, people pressure you can put on IDOT. But at this time, they don't. I think they're thinking that it's not going to happen. We are looking at doing a highway safety improvement project on that Philo Road. That's why I'm trying to get that bridge done ahead of that time. Possibly we could kind of lump that all together and maybe get the signals in on that. Even when I mentioned that to IDOT, they said, well, who's going to take care of the signals forever? And I said, it's not going to be me because I don't have any signals, nor do I have the expertise to take care of signals. And they said, well, it's not in Savoy's jurisdiction, so they're not going to want to take care of them. So there's that issue, too, the long-term maintenance issue of taking care of the signals and forever, basically. So they have looked at it, but they don't seem to think that the warrants are going to be there. I haven't seen anything official, like a letter. This is just word of mouth from IDOT folks. I would assume they'll send me something when they get a final determination. But that's where that's at currently. So that's all I had.
Next thing on the other business is send my annual review of the closed session minutes.
Pursuant to the statutory requirement to conduct semi-annual review of closed minute meeting minutes, I move that the closed meeting minutes of the Highway Committee be maintained as closed to protect the public interest or the privacy of individuals, with the exception of the minutes from January 8, 2016 and February 5, 2016, which are already open, in March of 2017 and December 20, 1989, January 16, 1991, January 22, 1992, November 20, 1992, April 5, 1994, September 17, 1996, which may now be determined as open session minutes.
A second.
Okay, open for discussion.
Is Mr. Gardner no longer with us?
That's correct, and it was many years ago.
Pardon?
It was, I'm guessing, six, 8 years ago. I heard that he had passed away.
Who was that?
Terry Gardner.
Oh, when you said no longer with us, I thought you
meant... How long was his tenure? The name resonates for me. Did he start in the 70s, perhaps?
No, that would have been Glenn Kugel.
That would have been Kugel.
Late 80s into early 90s.
Glenn Kugel died about 6 years ago, wasn't
it? Yeah, he's passed on, too. Yep.
It might be a point of these. If he's been deceased for a number of years, we can open them up. And there's really nothing scandalous in there except for his apparently had two letters of resignation.
I think that might have been when I was here the first time, so I didn't even know all that was going on back then.
Just as a note, just one letter of resignation.
Yeah, I'm sure. I would say IMRF would drive them crazy.
I want one, too. I want one retirement letter.
Okay, we are going to follow the state's attorney recommendation. So... all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
All right. So we have the designation of the items for the consent agenda. Do you have a report?
No report. You take care of it. Okay. We have 8 through 13.
Yep.
9.
Is it 9?
I believe it's 9.
E9, yeah. You're right, what? 9 through 13.
Oh, 9.
Yeah, we already did 8 at the last meeting.
Good thing I can support the cause.
Any other business?
Good thing I could support the cause of you doing it.
Any other business you all?
Somebody has to.
No, it's quick today. Nobody
helped us. Yeah, we got to run outside now.
Well, we took care of a lot of stuff at the last meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.